A reading from the Gospel according to Luke. At that time the Lord appointed 72 others, whom he sent ahead of him in pairs to every town and place he intended to visit. He said to them, "Go on your way. Behold, I am sending you like lambs among wolves. Carry no money bag, no sack, no sandals, and greet no one along the way. Into whatever house you enter, first say, 'Peace to this household.' If a peaceful person lives there, your peace will rest on him, but if not, it'll return to you. Stay in the same house and eat and drink what is offered to you, for the laborer deserves his payment. Do not move about from one house to another. Whatever town you enter and they welcome you, eat what is set before you, cure the sick in it, and say to them, 'The kingdom of God is at hand for you.' Whatever town you enter and they do not receive you, go out into the streets and say, 'The dust of your town that clings to our feet, even that we shake off against you. Yet know this, the kingdom of God is at hand. I tell you, it will be more tolerable for Sodom on that day than for that town.'" For the past couple of years, I've been working with a communications consulting firm that helps businesses and government leaders to develop capacities and skills for working through conversations that they find really difficult to have. Earlier this year, I had a book come out called Redeeming Conflict, trying to do the same sort of thing for people who live and work in the church. I put a lot of time and energy into this work because I really believe in the power of conversation to help people make their way through differences and form deeper relationships with one another. And I can give personal witness to the way that things like active listening and separating intention from impact and looking for common interest when negotiating can really change a situation for the better. But in pretty much every workshop I've ever done, regardless of the background of the participants, there are a couple people who come up during break to let me know that they've tried all the stuff before with someone in their life, a boss, a spouse, a mother-in-law, and it just does not work. Things aren't getting any better. Now, it's never a pleasant experience as a presenter to be told the stuff you're suggesting isn't helpful. And sometimes, I admit, I get suspicious about how much the person's actually tried. But I also have to admit that it is possible to try everything in a conversation. To listen well, to really try to understand, to look for those common interests, etc., etc. And the other doesn't respond in kind. It does happen. And when I see that sort of weary, drained look in the eyes of the person in front of me, I've come to understand that they're not really looking to me for another dazzling communication tip that they've never heard before. They're looking for someone to give them permission to just quit trying so hard. They're asking, are there times when we can just say, "I give up. This conversation is over." It strikes me that today's gospel is immensely practical in this regard. Jesus is sending out 72 disciples in pairs to preach about the kingdom of God. They're going to be entering new territory, talking to and staying with people they do not know, presenting to them a way of looking at the world that's totally different than what they would have ever imagined. And he knows that in some of these towns, they're going to receive that message and his disciples, and some towns are going to actively resist that message and his disciples. And he doesn't tell the disciples to stay indeterminately and slowly drive themselves mad, banging their heads against the wall. Instead, he gives permission to shake the dust and to leave things in the hands of God. It's not the disciples' problem to deal with. Now, Jesus doesn't give a time frame to use as a gauge. In essence, how long are they supposed to stick it out before calling it quits? A day? A week? A year? 10 years? This seems to indicate to me that he trusts the disciples' capacity for discernment. That's tricky. Sometimes in my own life, I think I've given up and cut ties with another too fast. At other times, I think I've probably hung in there for too long when I should have just moved on. It's not easy to tell. When should I listen some more? When should I clarify one more time or try to come up with a better argument? The gospel doesn't offer much help in that regard, but it does give us permission to absent ourselves from situations that don't seem to be going anywhere fruitful. Now, interesting to note, we're not to do the other violence because they won't be persuaded by us. We're not to issue threats or dire predictions. We're still expected to speak the truth, the kingdom of God's at hand, whether they're listening or not. But then we are free to move on. We're not obligated to get a particular outcome. In your own life, is there a situation, a relationship, that you're wondering whether you maybe have held on for too long? How will you know when it's time to shake the dust? And what would it look like to release that situation, that person, into God's hands?